the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Appreciate you tuning in. It's the weekend, and I hope you've got great plans. The middle of July, we're in the height of grilling season, and we're just talking a little bit today about a variety of topics. And one that's pretty special to us here at the Grilling Guys, and we hope that you're on board with it as well, is our Operation GI Barbecue effort. And what we're doing is we're taking a trailer smoker capable of cooking, oh man, I don't know, how many pounds of pork can you get in that thing, Bob?
It's, I think 40 butts.
Yeah, 40 butts at what, 8 pounds a piece, 10 pounds a piece. So we're looking at taking these giant smokers and all the fixings out to military base, and we made some good progress this week. So toward that, why don't you break that down for us?
Yeah, thanks, and welcome back. Thanks for joining the Grilling Guys. Hit our website, thegrillingguys.com. And go to our website for our fundraiser. It's called GI Barbecue. So go to GIBBQ.com, and you can find out more about what the effort is. But basically, we've been raising money to send barbecue supplies to troops. Our first load went to Fort Bragg last year, and now we're sending a double load to Camp Pendleton. I had a conference call with Pendleton this week. And, dude, we are in. It's a go. It's a green light. And we don't have to rappel onto the base. We get to fly in.
Okay.
And we'll be escorted in. But it's the it's their annual event called Globe and Anchor.
Okay.
And it's a fundraiser they do. I'll find out more about the actual event. But my friend David Webb is given the keynote address there. He's on Fox News, and he has his own show on Sirius Satellite, Sirius Patriot, on the Patriot 125 channel, the David Webb Show. He's on the morning from 9 to noon on channel 125 on Sirius. And so he's gotten to be quite the national celebrity, and he is giving the keynote address, and we're going to be his guests there.
Very cool.
It ties in beautifully in terms of him using his pull with the brass to get the clearances we need to give them gifts,
right?
Basically.
Yeah. Well,
so
you know,
we're
going to
show
is.
Up on a Thursday or Friday. We're going to cook for the troops on the Saturday night of, I think it's September 9th. We'll be going to the Anchor and Globe or Globe and Anchor Award. We'll get more of that information out there. But the main thing is Camp Pendleton is the lucky winner of the GI Barbecue Award this year for a double load, two big ABS, American Barbecue System, Judge smokers. Now, these are not on trailers. They are roller units,
right,
but they're not really on trailers. They'll be stationary on the base, and we just didn't want to spend the money for trailers because, number one, we
don't
want somebody
them.
Hitching onto them.
Right.
They'll disappear.
Right.
And number two, they're going to stay right at the chow hall, and they'll be used very often because we're going to teach their cooks how to use them.
Now, we still need a little help with this effort, and that's why we're covering it right now, in that we need to get these things transported out there. Shout out to any of our listeners that might have connections in the trucking industry. These things need to go where in California, Bob?
Camp Pendleton.
Camp Pendleton, which is
San Diego,
right?
So really, even if you're not a trucker, anybody can help be a trucker by going to GIBBQ.com and click the donate page and just throw a little something in there. If you love your troops, if you love your country, let's bring them some nice barbecue, okay? We're going to be out there early September. So those Marines work really hard, and it's good duty at Pendleton, but still, you're dedicated to the service and your country, and
sure,
they're on their way to harm's way at some point in time. Let's give them some food, and let's take good care of them. GIBBQ.com. So talk about explosion, a breakfast explosion. I tried to make a bacon explosion, and it caught on fire. That's the one I burnt for Wood Radio. But I wanted to tell everybody how to make this thing, because I actually served the remnants to the boys from the concrete company from Andrews. So I took the burnt bacon off it and heated it up. They loved it. So a bacon explosion is, you've probably seen them, but you do a bacon weave, and then you also take some sausage In this case, it was our favorite butcher's sausage, Sobeys. And I took 2 pounds of it, and I put it on some freezer paper on the shiny side, and I matted it down and made like this big rectangle with it. And I made a giant double bacon weave, which was a little bigger than the sausage. And then I took some boiled eggs. I cut the ends off them so they stacked up in a row across there. I took jalapenos and made a row. I took green onions and made a row. I threw some of my favorite barbecue seasoning in there. And then I dusted the heck out of it with 5-blend cheese. And then I rolled it up. It was a great big log. And then I placed it, using that freezer paper, I picked the whole thing up and set it on the bacon wrap, which is on wax paper. I pulled out the freezer paper. Now I've got this big meat log on top of a bacon weave. So you pick up that wax paper and fold it up over and begin the rolling process. And, dude, this thing was like 18 to 20 inches long. Very heavy because it's like 3 pounds of meat, 4 pounds at least. And it was just gorgeous.
They are. They're a lot of fun to make because that variety of stuff that you put in the middle of them can change to your taste. He did the boiled eggs and the jalapenos and the onions.
It was more of a breakfast.
It's more of a breakfast one. You can make these things with potatoes and onions in the center of them. But the bacon weaves, a lot of people maybe don't understand what that is. It's really simple. Have you ever seen the crosshatch like on the top of a cherry pie or that just the weave of that?
Mom knows
you're doing
how to do it.
All you're doing is weaving the bacon, some going left to right, some going top to bottom, weave them in there. And then when you wrap that around there, as you cook it, that bacon kind of cooks together and creates a jacket.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah, they're really cool. But again, if you're listening to the first segment, bacon has a tendency to flare up. And Barbecue Bob walked away, got distracted. And when he came back to the grill, the bacon had burned. And you don't ever serve burned bacon because it's bitter. So you salvaged it, though, because the bacon protected it.
I did, but so when you're going to make this yourself, maybe you could use one of those bacon mats.
you could, because the heat, the flame never sees it.
You want to get the grease away from it is what you want to do. So a smoker, is a really nice way to do it. You know, if you don't have a smoker, you can do it in your grill indirect.
Right. That is heat on one side, the meat on the opposite side.
You could literally throw it in your oven if you had to.
Sure.
And then put it on the grill at the last minute for some sear marks.
Right.
That might be kind of nice.
Yep.
But they're fantastic.
They are. And you slice them like a jelly roll. I mean, picture this log the size of a softball, maybe, and it's a foot to 2 foot long, depending on how big a one you make. And then you just slice it off in maybe like half inch pieces and lay it on a plate. You can put it on a bun. You can put it on a bagel or a muffin, whatever you want to do. But it's just a great piece of breakfast meat to serve to people. And when you've got that, you know, again, play with the ingredients, whatever sounds good to you.
Yeah. Like I said, I was so mad because, you know, so much work. I spent an hour making that monster.
Right.
But so I carved off the burnt bacon and I threw it in the microwave and, you know, 2-inch chunks or whatever, and just kind of heated it up. And it was like, I took a little try, and it's like, wow, this is really good. So I cut all these sections up, and that was a day when I had a father and son team working on the, I don't know, where they're putting forms in maybe. There's always a crew at our house like every day now, so
right.
I can't feed them all. There's no way am I going to feed them all. I'm done.
Well, you shouldn't say that on the air, Bob, for the guys that are still coming. They might be listening, so your quality might go down because – one of the concrete guys heard before he got there, right? Hey,
yeah.
You're feeding us, so keep this going. But anyway, so coming up next, we're going to talk about some barbecue toppers. And what those are the accoutrements, the condiments, and things that you're going to put on top of the largely meat, some of it vegetables, that you pull off the grill. So you're not going to want to miss this. We got a few basics, but we'll be right back.
All night long.